Yep, to the yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. You already know how we come in each and every Friday, 98.5 WJYM, man, the hottest radio station in the tri-state area. I'm always screaming it to the top of my lungs. Make sure you click that link in the bio to take you directly where you need to be at Revive is Alive, Revive is Alive, Revive is Alive.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Everything we do is a FUBU effect. It's for you and about you. You can follow us Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff at Revive underscore POC. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can stay locked with all these exclusive interviews, recaps, and so much more that we got going on with Revive Media. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. We only send a newsletter out once a month, so you know exactly what's going on behind the scenes with us here, Revive Radio Plus Media. And we always appreciate a good donation. Right, because we are an independent talk radio media production company here in the city of Philadelphia, and we want to make sure that you show love each and every way. And you know, we got that Revive 365 media campaign going on the website. It's going to pop right up at you as soon as you get to reviveisalive.com. Click that tab and support, support, support. But we got a jam-packed show every Friday, 3 to 6. I'm on your midday dials here on 98.5, and I'm excited, man. I chose to say yes. I chose to say yes. We got my guy Lindo, yes, on the line. AKA Lindo on the line with us right now. He just dropped. Well, he will be dropping. I'm excited. I'm talking in the future because I already got my copy. I already got my book. So he just dropped it on me. But it's actually coming out this Tuesday, July 15th. Congratulations. He's now an author. You know, he was already a
Yes.
poet, but he's now an author. Lindo, welcome to 98.5. How you feeling? Please introduce yourself and let the people know who they're listening to.
Here, what's good, what's popping, what's hip, what is, what to do, what's up? This is Lindo. Yes, you already know. And I'm excited to be here. I've been looking forward to this all week. I'm just as excited as I am for, launching my book, Pawn Shop, to be here with you because I know we have like crossed paths many times, but we haven't
Yes.
had a chat like this before.
Yes, I'm excited to have you on the line. I heard so many amazing things, you know, and in Philly, it's a big city, but it's a very small circle that that people belong to, you know. So I hear so many great things about you and your poetry and it's what you do for the youth as far as just giving back and helping them to find their voice as well. So I want to kind of start there. I know right now we're on a new project, but I want to back up just for the people who may be getting to know you, right? So you jumped out here in these Philadelphia streets as a poet. What made you want to come through and become, a poet?
It was a remedy for my social anxiety. It was one of the ways, I've always been the type of person that was so frightened by the simple fact of just like embarrassing myself, disappointing others, that I would cycle through conversations in my head, and rehearse them to the point where I felt as though my response will leave the best impression on me. And then after a while, it became to a point where people started saying to me, like, yo, that sounds like a poem. And then I was like, if that sounds like a poem, let me see if I can be a poet then. So that's just a short version of just like how I arrived.
I love it. And your name is Lindo, yes. So what is the yes part? I actually love it. That means you're choosing yes, or is it like a different symbolism, or is it actually an acronym? What does the yes mean?
It just means I am who I say I am. Lindo means beautiful. I am beautiful.
Is that something your
So
mother came up with, or you came up with that by yourself?
that's no, Lindo means beautiful.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah,
Talk to me,
in
talk to
Spanish it
me.
means beautiful, and Swahili it means like gardener, nourisher.
Okay.
So
I love
it
it.
just means like I am who I say I am. So
All
Lindo is
right.
who I am.
I love it. All right. I mean, everybody got a creative way to coming through with the name, right? And for example, POC, right? It's always a story behind it. So I want to make sure that people understand that story behind it all, and then when it comes down to Philadelphia being able to tap in, because we already know Philadelphia is made of artists, like yourself and creative folks like yourself, creative people, how did you feel like the city embraced what you do? Because right now everyone wants to be a rapper. You're like, I'm a poet.
Yeah, I think I love the city with my whole heart. It has held me together when I felt as though I was in pieces. And I feel as though I want to reciprocate that love by holding it together when it finds itself in pieces as well. And for me, like doing poetry is niche. Like if you know a poetry, you know where it's happening in this city, so it feels like a big community. But when you're not entertained by it, or you don't know of it, it feels like, wait, what? You say this thing is happening all the time, so frequently. So I just think it's like one of those things where it's just like, It is, blooming, because there was a point like early 70s, early 80s, where if you said you was into anime, people would be like, what is anime? It's a thing that's happening this frequently.
Or definitely not in our culture, at least for sure.
Yeah, but now we got so many people that are into anime, so many people that are into comic books. It's just a bigger genre than what it initially started at. So that's how I look at it. It's just like the genre is still expanding. So we're offering, bringing new people in. And as those people come in, they're realizing that it's a lot bigger than what they initially thought because they wasn't hearing about it regularly.
For sure. And correct me if I'm wrong, the images on your hand, they're a henna or they're permanent tattoos?
Oh, these are tatted.
Oh, those are permanent tattoos.
I'm committed. For the radio listeners, I got like poet tattooed on my hand with like designs around it, and it just shows my commitment to poetry.
And what was it? Like, was it like an image that just came to you? Did somebody draw it for you? Like, how did it become? Because it's actually part of your identity. You know, when you actually do your poetry, you utilize your hands a lot and it becomes part of what you're saying.
For me, it's just about like going back to what you initially asked me, or just like I am who I say I am. So like I always identify as a poet. So therefore, I was like thinking to myself, I don't really care for like people greeting me with King and all that stuff, but I do care for people calling me for who I am, which is a poet. So so to me, that is my crown. Poetry, being a poet, is my crown. So it's a significant part of my life. It's the way I interact with everything in my life. So here I am.
Because I had to figure out, I was like, let me ask this question. I don't know if that's henna or if that's actual tattoos. So I wanted to make sure I understand. And it's nicely done. You got them done in the city?
I did get them done in the city. I got them done by El Africa.
Oh, okay. I love that. I love that. Is that in West Philly or North?
She was when she initially had her tattoo studio, it was in like Port Richmond area, but
Okay.
now she's in Coatesville.
Oh, okay. She barked. You can still travel though. If you're listening right now, you can still get out there in about an hour. But I wanted to go back to you also being wearing different hats, right? One of the things that I've noticed as I was preparing for this interview is that you have not been shy to use your voice in other spaces. You have been doing some advocacy work, and you also been doing some activist work, right? So how does those two things correlate with what you're doing? What you're doing with your actual poetry and your writing?
For me, it pours into it, but it just really pours into it a personal life, in a sense of just like I want to make this world so gentle that we all can walk around barefooted. So I don't so I anytime I see struggle, I want to stand in solidarity with it, no matter if I know the person or not, because I think the best way we can build empathy is like fighting for strangers. Because once you're dealing, with something, if I help you in struggle, it further helps me to you be without that struggle too, or just have people in a happier space. So like, recently, we was going through, and probably still currently, we still haven't got a decision yet, the strikes. And I was just like, man, looking at, them right want a livable wage. And I'm like, as a full-time poet, I want the same for myself. So these are struggles to me that are just linked together, because we all should be able to work one job and pay for everything. But like you said, like I'll have to hold multiple hats because I gotta diversify my income. But I want to be able to do one thing and have a comfortable life. So, to me, it's just like expanding empathy, just trying to have a better world, because I imagine a better one in my lifetime. So I have to enact on it every time I see there's a moment to organize, to do things that lead to the betterment of our society.
And for young folks who are listening, you know, you mentioned something that can be something brand new to folks, being a full-time poet, right? Like, is that ideal right now for young poets coming up in the game? Just based off of your personal and professional experience.
I think it's a nuanced question. I think, a lot of time, well, when I initially got into poetry, I was thinking about it as like you put out a poetry book, you go on tour, and then you put out another poetry book. But a lot of times it really looks like anywhere that I can impact people with words, then I am a poet that can do it. So when you strip down my art form to just like the skeletons of it, it's just impacting people with words. So any space that I can impact people with words, I'm doing it. So that looks like teaching poetry. That's look like helping people put together poetry events. That's helping people with jingles, logos, expressions, mantras, creating content. So there's so many different avenues that I had to diversify my income in to allow me to do this one thing, which is be a poet in every different form.
I love it. And so you're saying it more or less like storytelling.
And I think so. You might get pushback about being a full-time artist, but you gotta really think about how art can be represented in all different spaces. And I Monique said this, and it's like one of my favorite quote is, allow your plan Z to help out your plan A. So, your all the other letters is helping out plan A. So everything I did, I always approached it in a sense of just like I'm a poet first in a space. And therefore, it helped me, build up to just like everything people know me as poet, because that's the only way I do anything in my life is, people accepting me as that.
And have you trademarked the word poet? Because that's your logo, technically, the crown with the poet in the middle. Like, have you trademarked it or have you trademarked the logo? Like, because you use the word, but you're also utilizing it to express your brand at the same time.
Yes, it's all those things I just.
Okay. I gotta ask, people listening, people, some people want to
No,
come up under you.
I'm laughing more so because like I'm just like thinking to myself, oh my God, these are so heavy questions.
I'm so sorry.
This is for the legal department. Before it
I
got done, this is why I do the poetry so I can pay people to do this other stuff.
wanted to know because that's your logo, right? And
Yeah.
when you express yourself, you make sure that you say who you are, and who you are is a poet. So I just wanted to know, because you were able to create a logo out of what you do and what you love to do. I didn't know if that was something that you took to, the next level and decided to trademark it. All right, I'm done. I'm gonna leave you alone with that one. I'm gonna leave you alone with that one. And if you have it, I would definitely consider it. And my last question, I hope this is not too heavy on particularly you being a poet, because I do want to jump into you being an author. You said when you were talking that you don't necessarily want people to come up to you and phrase you as like a king, even though you know who you are. Why did you decide to use the crown as the logo, though?
Because I think it goes back to something that I read about Basquiat. He would put a crown on all his friendships. That's saying like it's significant to him. And to me, just being a poet is significant enough. I don't have to necessarily be this ruling part of the ruling class. I'm fine with people just accepting me for who I am, and that's significant enough as a title. And for me, it is being a poet. It could be something else for someone else, but for me, it is. Because I don't really like that conversation around like king, queen, and stuff like that. I just want to be who I say I am, and long as you respect that, that is so significant to my life.
I love it. And one of the initiatives I do want to bring up while I have you on is the gumball machine. I think that that initiative that went around the city, not just one location, different locations, made a huge impact, and a lot of people were talking about it. How did you come up with that idea and that initiative?
I really just wanted to make art.
And break it down for some folks. I just jumped out there and said the gumball
Yeah,
initiative. Like,
so
what was it?
the poetry gumball machines are gumball machines that have a short poem, information on how to call the crisis helpline, and then also like a fabric back button that just lets you have like a keepsake to know that you took a step in your mental health journey. And I came up with the poetry gumball machines because I wanted to make, this hotline to know like anytime you felt like you're going through a crisis, you can call someone to talk to, a bit more appealing. And I felt like poetry can do that. And also giving someone something to know that is tangible of like some art that you can put on you that you can wear every day. Showcase that like you did something and that was a step towards, your mental health journey. So to me, that was important. And then also I think, nostalgia and then also just functionality, because like gumball machines don't need electric or nothing. So I could put them inside, outside, and people just can turn the dial and be able to just like take in something to, walk themselves through their mental health journey.
I love it. And how often do you refill them?
I try to refill them at least every 6
I
months,
love it.
But sometimes it goes a little bit longer than that.
I love it. And when it comes down to just being creative, I love that you have the freedom to be creative, to even walk through your own personal mental health journey, but be able to help others go through it at the same time, in a way in which they can see themselves and reflect in what you're going through, or reflect on what they're going through and have somebody to talk about these things. Do you ever feel overwhelmed when people are coming to you to have these conversations after they open one of the gumballs?
No, because I think for me it's recognizing that you're not, this is about collectivism, not individualism. So I'm not the person that is necessarily going to resolve all your problems. We are going to resolve it, and that requires a community. So it's all for me just like pointing people in the right location of just like, here's a therapist that's income based. This is a therapist that is free. This is group therapists. Here's a list of people that are probably covered under your insurance. And so sometimes it's more likely me being an accountability partner of just like, hey, did you utilize that list? Was that helpful for you? Was that person able to help you in, your journey? So I think, once I take out the individualism of it, of just like, oh, I have to help you, versus like, no, we can talk through this. There's other people a part of the community that knows way more than me. Let me point you in their direction so they can help you out with your questions. So to me, it's a really easy at this point in my life of just like, because I have like a Google Doc list of just like people you can call for many different reasons.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So you're now a community resource. You went from just a poet who loves to, do spoken word to somebody who's now a community resource. And I love the growth overall. I just love the expansion of what you've been doing. And shout out to the work that you do in the community to not just help, young adults, but also our kids and our youth. But for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Lindo, yes, or just Lindo, who's a poet here in the city of Philadelphia. But again, like we said, this man wears many different hats. He's also a comic book writer. He
Yes.
is the author of Pawn Shop, is dropping this July 15th. You can
Tuesday.
get Tuesday, July 15th. Lindo, how can they find more information about the book before we go all into the details?
Barnes and Noble, put in Lindo Yes Pawn Shop and it popped right up. Also, the link is in my Instagram bio, Lindo Yes, LINDOYES, and that will point you directly to Barnes and Noble so you can purchase it.
I love it. And one of the things that you definitely wanted to make sure that I've seen before we started this conversation was these illustrations, yo. How did you come up with the two illustrators for your book? Because before this book, you've actually been a cartoon, a GIF, you've been a meme, you have been so many different things. So how did you actually come up with the illustrators for your book? And you can literally type in poet or a Lindo in your iPhones, and his GIF is gonna pop right up at you, which is crazy.
That is pretty wild. Not only am I'm the poet, I'm the logo.
Exactly. In all
You just told I need to get myself
iPhones.
trademarked.
Exactly. But how did you hook up with these two illustrators for your book?
For Javon is a popular poet here in Philadelphia, but also in the nation, because he hosts one of the biggest open mics in the nation, Voices in Power. And I read his book and got a recommendation from my homie Enoch of just like, yo, you should read this book and also check out the illustration because I think this is someone you want to collab with. So I read his book Journal Entry, and not only did I like the poetry, but I also like the artwork as well. And then also me and Javon have worked in different capacities before, so I was like, this is another opportunity for collaboration. And then Jazz was someone that has helped me throughout my whole career. I don't know where I would be without Jazz. She has helped me out in so many different just like moments. And moments that led to just like, being viral. Like, I was like, if it's anybody I'm gonna take on such a big project with, I wanted to do it with Jazz because,
Beautiful.
like I said, I want to put people in the room that are smarter than me, that are experts, that know more than I do. And Jazz is one of those people where she knows the comic book world in ways that, me and Javon don't. And it was so great to have her on the team. And it was so great to work with Javon too, because like, since we're both from Philly, he got things without me explaining it, and on the poetry side as well as just the Philly side. And he was a good illustrator. And then Jazz, She was just a good person of just like, oh, we should do it this way, we should do it that way. This is the norm, but we also can just like do something different than the norm. So she was given a lot of just like what I would call like illustration edits to, you know, things. Because in the illustration world, you have literally a person to do everything. And with this process, I had two people that were taking on at least three or four jobs each. And it would look like this. Javon would show me the sketch, and then I would say, oh, okay, that's cool. He will finish the layout. I would say, that's cool. And then it would pass on to Jazz, and Jazz would add the text and the text bubble and color it in. So since she's the last pass, she's also saying, oh, this doesn't look as same as that last panel. And sometimes she will like make the edit herself, or she will pass it back to Javon, and Javon will have to make the
So
edit.
she broke out her ruler every night, like, get this
Yeah,
together. I
pretty much.
love it though. I love that it was a team effort. And then I wanted to just ask you, on the theme pawn shop, without giving it away because we want people to purchase the book and go read it themselves, on the theme pawn shop, how did you actually come up with the theme, and then also, putting in so much culture inside of it?
Pawn Shop came from a lot of different inspirations. One of the inspirations was just the idea of pawning our emotions. You know, so the idea of just like taking one emotion for the other, because the book deals with mental health and specifically depression and heartbreak, and how do we deal with those emotions in a society that is asking us, should social workers and therapists regulate our emotions, and what does that look like? Does that look like outreach where we're helping each other get through these things, or does this look like overreach because we're losing out on our individualized these decisions, and we're losing out on our voice, and
That's a great
how,
point.
and then also, are they taking it too far because they also becoming deeming what is the right feeling for us to have and not have? So it came out
And
of
then
that.
it also pushes a lot of self-diagnosis. It's like we're coming to the people who are supposed to be the professionals on it and telling them this is what we have. And then they just spew on what the conversation that we came into the door is talking about. And now all of a sudden we're diagnosed with these particular symptoms. So I definitely understand that. And that's something that's been part of our culture and our young culture for some time now, since mental health became a conversation of topic of discussion, I should say.
Yeah, so it definitely deals with that, just like how much of this is perception and how much is this reality, as far as like the emotions we're dealing with, especially when, you know, we're in crisis mode and things can feel very heavy. And then another part of it just came from just like, you know, a bad date, and I knew the date was going wrong, and I was like, dang, I'm not leaving the best impression of myself. But on that date, the person has said to me, we're all in this world trying to lessen our collateral damage. And that like stuck with me. And I thought about how when you're going to the pawn shop, you normally go into it in urgency and need to just remedy something else that's going bad in your life. And sometimes you're giving them collateral, saying that I'm gonna get this back from you or whatever, in exchange to whatever's going on in your life. So I was like, oh my God, this is kind of how like
Or you're
emotions.
giving up something to gain something.
Yeah, so this is how like emotions are sometimes, where we're like, we're giving you people some like bad energy for hoping us for us to feel better, or likewise the other, just like we see somebody going through something tough, so we give them the joy that we have presently to give. So it was this whole idea of just like, what is the pawning of emotions, or what could it look like, and you know, what does a world look like where mental health is put at a priority, and we have people going around like social workers and therapists to help us out on a consistent basis.
I totally agree. And one of the things I wanted to ask you too, right, because you just kind of broke that down as far as what the theme is, but what do you want people to get out of it, right? Like, what is the overarching, like how you read I think you called it the journal notes,
Oh yeah, journal entry.
journal entry. You read journal
From
entry, and
Javon, yeah.
you were able to get something out of it, right? So what do you want people to actually get out of your comic book? And I love that it has so many beautiful illustrations in it, because I think that's what grabbed my attention. So I hope it grabs other people's attentions as well to make them want to continue to finish the book.
Yeah, I sit with this question all the time, and you know, on a very surface level, I just want people to pick up and read it, because I do think, you know, I put out we put out such a good impression of our art that is both entertaining and engaging as far as like having these conversations about mental health and what that means. And I think a lot of times when we talk about fringe, politics as far as like universal health care, it's only look fringe because we only can imagine it, but we can't see how it would actually enact in our world. And I think with fantasy and fiction, it allows us to really get an idea of what these things can look like, especially with Afrofuturism, where it's just like the book is practical enough where you can see that it is a possibility. We can have social workers and therapists that we see walk around our communities in the same way we will see crossing guards, the same way we will see construction workers, the same way we see all these other people that are doing work to make sure that the community is better. But it has enough sci-fi and fantasy in it where it allows you to even imagine even better.
How would you say, because we got about 4 minutes left, how would you say like artificial intelligence plays into that world that you're describing right now? And is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I want to say it doesn't, because mainly the way that I'm looking at the sci-fi stuff is there's, and I'm so glad you asked me this question because this is a part of just like my head count canon and something that I wrote about the book, but I actually wasn't able to put it in the book. The way that the world is working is the helmets that you see the emojis have and the helmets that you see Cupids have, they're able to read people emotional signals to determine if this person is depressed, if this person's going through a heartbreak, and being able to pawn one emotion for the other to help them out. So in a sense, emotional signals are both a theory and real. So they're not part of the science of just like artificial, but I do think what comes up in conversation is just like, yo, should artwork, is it good art if it's artificial art? No, I used two humans to make this project. I think, when it came to the look I wanted of Philly, the specific ways I wanted people to look at Philly, there was only one way to get it done, and that was by humans. So
I
in
love
that
it.
regards, no, I don't have no AI in this project, and
And
I
I had to ask, because
represent it.
at one point that, well, not even at one point, but I feel like that's just the thing when people were creating, what do you call it? It was just at the top tip of my tongue, but they were creating these images and you had to scan the QR code in order to get the art and all that good stuff. So it was just like I wanted to know, especially when you have a book such as this one, a comic book, and it's illustrated so well. I just wanted to make sure that, like you said, we're giving it up to the people who are actually involved. So that's why I wanted to ask this
Yeah,
question
definitely,
for
definitely.
sure. But Lindo, how can people find more information about what you got going on? And again, the website so people can actually purchase this, pre-order this book, actually. Again, I'm getting excited because today is Friday, but it comes out Tuesday. So how can people pre-order this book and actually be able to check it out? And it's family friendly, it's for the kids, your young teenagers, for your young adults. It's definitely something that you can pull out at the dinner table after dinner instead of going to the iPads and those tablets. But Lindo, how can people find more information?
Just go to Lindo Yes on Instagram, and the link is in my bio. If you want to do the additional work, you can go to Barnes and Noble, put in Lindo Yes Pawn Shop. My name is spelled Lindoyes, and it will pop right up. And get the book, because pre-orders help a lot. It's the reason, why this book could potentially be on a shelf of different stores, because it's nationally distributed. So all the big retail stores can put it on shelf if they see enough pre-orders and all the other things that are coming about. So I really appreciate it.
And why, and me just being curious, why didn't you choose to go to Amazon?
Why I'm not choosing to go to Amazon?
Yes.
So the book is available at Amazon, but I'm not choosing to go to Amazon because I'm not encouraging people to go to Amazon because I don't like all their practices.
Okay.
Barnes and Noble still have their DEI program. They're pretty equitable on other spaces. So I'm suggesting people go to Barnes and Noble. But of course, I think if you are a book lover, you should go independent. And you can get my book independently through bookshop.org. Put in your
Awesome.
favorite bookstore and then put in Lindo Yes Pawn Shop, and they get a percentage of that sale.
See, that's why I asked you that question, so we get more information like that. We need to know those type of things. Support this black-owned business, and this black-owned author, this black poet. Support, support, support. You definitely have my support. I look forward to continuously promoting this book while we make you a best-selling author. You're already
Yes.
an award-winning poet, so we want to make you an award-winning author at the same time. Linda, I appreciate you for making time for us here at 98.5 this evening. Congratulations again. Thank you so much for sending me the book early. I'm actually going to gift it to my nephew. I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna finish reading it myself first, and then I'm actually going to gift it to my nephew. So it's going to travel its way down 95 South and it's going to be housed in Washington, D.C. So hopefully he'll read it and give it to one of his friends and keep it going like that. But I
I
appreciate.
appreciate this.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Thank you so much for all that you do for the city. And I look forward to connecting with you. And also, last thing, you'll be out and about tomorrow, July 12th. Tell them how they can find you before we hang up.
Also, I do poetry and I will be performing at a concert tomorrow called County Joint. It's July the 12th. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Show starts at 7. The tickets are 25. If you're interested, my link, just hit me up on Instagram. I'll send you the discount link so you can get the tickets for 25. It's happening at Ardmore Music Hall tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Yeah, 7:12. Cause yeah, I don't know how many times this broadcast, so
You
yeah.
already know what time it is, man. Lindo, I appreciate you. We about to go to a quick commercial break. Right at this quick commercial break, man, it's more 98.5 WJYN, man. Each and every Friday, it's your girl PLC. Stay locked. Turn your radios up. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And don't forget, man, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. All you gotta do is go to that newsletter right now or vibesalive.com. It's gonna take you directly where you need to be. We'll be right back.